From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The glass ceiling, this is the term that refers to barriers women and people of color face in achieving senior leadership positions. It was coined back in 1978, and it still very much exists today. The good news, according to McKinsey's annual Women in the Workplace report, is that things are slowly improving. There are more women at the top of the corporate ladder than in the past. The bad news is that it's hard for women to start climbing that ladder in the first place. Lorena Yee is Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer at McKinsey & Company, and she joins us. Good morning.
Thank you.
So there's this, you know, often lamented problem that women are not represented at the highest levels of business, and people point out that in order to get to the top, you have to start somewhere, you know, below the top, maybe the bottom. And your work points out that's where the problem starts, promotions early on in women's careers. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
We do a great job bringing women into companies. But a couple of years later, when they're up for their first promotion, we see a huge disparity. For every 100 men promoted, 72 women are promoted. And if you are a Black woman, 59. And we think it's worth a lot because oftentimes what HR folks will say or executives will say is that as we get more senior, it's a supply problem. There aren't enough candidates. Well, if you fix this first step, you would certainly have a lot more supply in the upper tiers.
Do you think it's implicit bias of some kind that younger women are treated differently than younger men?
I think implicit bias certainly plays a role, but it's a lot of different things. We suspect it's a bit of an unseen problem. You saw that you brought a lot of women at the beginning. You know they're still in your company. You didn't quite catch how many of them are getting stuck so early. And so on a more optimistic side, we do think that if companies turn the spotlight on this, they have the capability and the capacity to make it a lot better.
Work-life flexibility is an important issue for women that you identify. Can you explain how that's related?
Work-life flexibility is important for both men and women. And one of the things that we've seen over the last 5 years is there's no shortage of programs out there. The challenge is that most men and women believe that there's some professional risk to taking advantage of these flexibility programs. And for women in particular, and for women who have young families, that hits particularly hard. And so the big next step is not just to design programs, but to de-risk people's ability to take advantage of them.
What do you say to companies that want to do something?
Well, I would say that companies have said that they would like to see some change, but when you look at the results, it's pretty dour. But what I'm really excited about is that company commitment is turning into results for women at the top. And the next discussion is, how did you create that? Because you need to offer that all the way through your company, and especially for that first promotion.
Lorena Yee is Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer at McKinsey & Company. Thanks so much.
Thank you.